The Witness by Elaine Faber. He sat quietly in the corner of the library. About noon, Gordon Jacobs and Alan de Camp, students who lived in the dormitory and attended classes at the university, entered the room. They did not see him sitting in the corner. He often saw them come into the library to read, talk with friends, or research a class paper. Today, they argued about who should take a particular woman to the New Year's Eve dance. The argument escalated, and Gordon struck his rival. Alan de Camp fell, striking his head on the corner of the library table. He lay dead on the floor as Gordon rushed from the room. The witness sat motionless in the corner, horrified by what he'd seen. It had happened so fast he was powerless to stop it. For hours he debated about what should be done about the troubling event. Should he tell the police what happened? A voice inside his head told him to keep silent. They won't believe me. I should stay out of it. My life could be threatened if I tell what I saw. The next day, the newspapers decried the murder, and shortly the son of a wealthy family was arrested. The townspeople hated the rich family and were violent in their reaction toward the accused. They screamed for vengeance. The community was shocked when the rich man's son was released and Gordon Jacobs was arrested. A newspaperman came to the police station to obtain the details of the arrest. The detective indicated that the arrest was made on the basis of an eyewitness to the murder, whose irrefutable testimony had come to light only that morning. "Come with me and I'll show you. You'll have a story to end all stories." He took the newspaper man to the scene of the crime, the university library. There, in the corner of the ceiling, with the afternoon sun glinting through the stained glass window, the witness sat in the centre of a giant spider web where he had worked all night to identify the killer. Ingeniously woven into the centre of the web that stretched from one corner of the room to the other were the words, "I saw the murder." Killer was Gordon Jacobs.